And we are back here on Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. This is your morning tradition where we are.
Living our faith.
So, living our faith, the living part of that, you got to try and do that a little healthier, a little... We're advocates for living a little more natural. And we've done some shows here recently on the whole homesteading movement, on... you know, kind of raising your own thing, and living a more agrarian lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us now, because Lisa and I know almost nothing about this particular subject. However, we've found people who do. And I'm talking about using natural herbs in both healing, in soothing, in other ways. As it's been done for centuries, or it was done for centuries, until they figured out, oh, we're going to use chemicals and we can artificially do all that and make more and charge more,
yeah.
But be worse on your body. Joining us now is Gene Pollock. Gene owns a company called Mystical Rose Herbals. And I got to ask about that. I mean, we know Our Lady as the Mystical Rose, but let's please welcome Gene to the... Gene, it's nice to have you here on Magnificat Radio.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be on the radio.
And so I want to get into this whole subject of herbs and things, because I sort of drug my feet on this in that I'm slow to change on things. And Lisa, as, you know, the lady of the house, kind of keeps track of our health and our food going in, what comes around, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Well, we've tried gardening, and I'm not very good at it, I will tell you that.
Just say yet.
Yet, that's right. Yet I'm not, I guess. So tell me, how did you come up, first of all, you're a Catholic lady, so I imagine that's where you get your name for the company Mystical Rose Herbals, right?
The company was named after Our Lady, most definitely.
Yeah. When did you start Mystical Rose Herbals? Just give us a little of the history of your company.
It started in 1997. I started it with my dear friend and mentor she lives about 2 hours away from me, and we just decided we wanted to be able to provide really good, strong, wholesome tinctures and salves and teas to anyone who needed it at a really good, much cheaper price. And specifically, we were thinking of Catholic families who would like to be able to use herbs, but when you go to your health food store, you'll have to pay $19 for an ounce of something. And we knew how to make it, and we knew that we could make it really good, probably stronger than you could get it at the health food store, and for a lot cheaper.
Okay.
That's good.
What's the difference between a tincture and a salve? I'm just curious there. What is it? Is it?
A tincture is, it's basically an herbal extraction where you soak the herb or herbs in a solution for a minimum of 2 weeks, and then you strain it out and you take it internally. And a salve, you do that with the herbs, but you soak it in oil.
Oh, right.
And, either way, you're extracting the herbs, but one is taken internally and one is used externally.
Right. The tincture, isn't that more of like a water base kind of thing? What do you mix with it?
It's a water alcohol base, and sometimes you can make the extraction with vegetable glycerin. I don't use that too much because I don't have to.
I get it.
Right. And then the salve is
thicker and messier, and it doesn't extract as much of the properties from the herbs, so
I gotcha.
I just don't bother with it.
So let's just clarify, when we're talking about herbs, because when you talk to me about herbs, I start thinking rosemary and thyme and stuff, and I start thinking...
herbs you can eat.
Well, cooking, of course. Everything comes down to eating for me, and so that's what I go for. But what kind of herbs are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about medicinal herbs, but there is a crossover in a lot of herbs. Rosemary, since you mentioned it, has properties that were used for centuries for bathing to alleviate symptoms of rheumatism.
Oh.
It was said that one of the Elizabeths, one of the Queen Elizabeths, way back when, not this one here, that's living now, used to bathe in rosemary baths to alleviate her rheumatism. And turmeric, which is in curry, mm-hmm. it's the orange spice in curry.
Yes.
That's mixed with curry because it helps digestion.
Oh.
And these herbs that we cook with all the time, like oregano and basil, and especially, you know, if you're Italian like me, they're very high in antibacterial properties. And if they're made into essential oils, just on a regular basis, they're just good for you, as well as tasting good.
I can imagine. I mean, you're going back to Queen Elizabeth. You were talking about one of the Elizabeths. She bathed in rosemary, like water, bath water. Boy, I bet you'd smell good. Really?
Yeah.
You know, and you think about times back then, people didn't bathe as often as we do today, and they didn't go to the store and just pick up nice, freshly scented soaps. So
that's true.
You did smell a little more like flowers and things like that, I would think, if you covered that up. So, okay, so I get tinctures, I get salves, I get the whole natural herb thing. How do you know what fixes what?
Oh, that comes from study.
Okay.
I have a little theory that I like to believe that God gave Adam all this information, and it got passed down.
Hmm.
Because I don't know how else it could have been learned.
Right.
That's true.
You said, well,
you know, you just go out and pick something and make it into a tea and see what happens. I don't think so.
Yeah, you'd have to make a lot of mistakes and kill a lot of people before you figured it out.
Yeah, and do a lot of useless testing. I mean, if you're not sick, how could you find out whether this or that herb works? Or if you are sick, you really don't have time to find out whether, you know, this leaf is going to alleviate your stomach cramps or whatever ailment you might have. My belief, you know, I really think that that's what happened.
Your theory has, it holds water for me in that, I mean, Adam was given the job of naming everything.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and
exactly,
everything was
that's
there.
That's why I thought of that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And do we even know what the most ancient book is? I know there's got to be ancient books on healing and stuff. Of course there are, from Da Vinci on down, but do we know what the most ancient thing is on herbs? Do we have anything like that?
Well, there are actually some mentions in the Old Testament of different herbs used for this or that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's if you go way back to Aristotle, he had Theophrastus was his physician, and he's considered the father of botany. That was like 377 BC
mm-hmm.
when he died. So, and actually, his writings are still being published.
Sure, yeah, you can find the writings of Aristotle.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
right. You know, and then Hippocrates and
so how does somebody get started if they want to get started in the herbs and the healing and things like that?
Well, I suppose it depends on what kind of a learner you are. But for me, I wanted to know how to use herbs for years. I used homeopathic medicine because I was able to find it very easy to understand, and I had also a friend who was a doctor of homeopathy. So I used that for years, but I was just didn't know where to start with herbs until I met this friend, a woman who had almost as many kids or more than I did,
mm-hmm.
and she's a master herbalist, and I said, hey, could you come on down to my area. She ended up being my mentor, the one I mentioned earlier.
Right.
And I'll get a group of mothers together and give us some classes on herbs, which she very, very kindly did. And, oh, my goodness, it was so exciting.
Hmm. So,
because she sat us down and just gave us a basic history of herbs. For example, all medicine was herbs until the late 1800s, when they developed quinine into a medicine in a way that was not. They just kind of, they took the properties out of it and separated it from its holistic being and made it into a different medicine. And I'm not saying that that was bad. I'm just saying that that was kind of the start of synthetic medicine.
Right.
And so then after she had given us different instructions, I mean, information on how to use it, teas and extractions and salves and balms and poultices and so forth, she said, okay, let's take a little walk. We stepped off the porch, and she said, oh, look, here's gill over the ground. Now, this was always used by painters' wives because it takes heavy metals out of the system.
What is it? What was on the ground? What was it?
It's called gill over the ground or ground ivy, Heterotsia. It's called, it's one of the, actually, one of the four remedies. I don't know if you've ever heard of Marie Julie Jehenny.
No.
No.
She's a mystic in, I want to say Italy.
Oh, I know.
I could be wrong.
I think I have.
She had the end time remedies, and that was one of them. It's high in vitamin C. It takes heavy metals, poisoning out of your system.
Uh-huh.
And I was just fascinated. There it was. You know, we'd been walking on it for years.
Right.
Mowing it down, yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, can you get rid of them weeds outside?
Now, I hear a lot.
It was brought over by the Europeans. And then she was pointing out many other herbs that were brought over as medicinal herbs by the Europeans. For example, dandelions.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And what did they use that for?
Yeah,
digestion?
Well, for salad, first of all, in the spring, because it's right. It has the cleansing properties. Whenever anything is bitter that you eat, I'm talking food here.
Yeah, right.
it gets the salivary glands working before the food even hits the stomach, which helps to get the digestive juices moving.
I see.
So, you know, it starts your digestion and then goes through and with all of the fresh enzymes and the dandelion leaves and the roots were used. They're wonderful for liver cleansing. They're also ground up and after they're dried and used as a coffee substitute sometimes when you run out of coffee.
Oh, I'm so doing that. I'm doing that. We got dandelions all over this yard. I'm doing it now.
Well, you might as well try it.
Yeah.
Early spring is the best time to get the dandelion leaves, but you can eat them anytime.
Now, you got to be careful because we got a lawn guy, and he comes. I bet he sprayed our stuff, so you got to be careful. I mean, you wash it off real good, I would imagine.
Oh, wash it good, yeah, wash it good. But even if you use an organic spray of any kind, you still want to wash it.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that it's edible just because it's organic.
So when you started, you had a class that your mentor started for you. Do you offer anything like that for, like, say we have some listeners that are interested and they would like to have a class? Is that something that you offer? Can you do that? Or
if you got a group of women together, I will fly out. You can fly me out, and I'll spend a few days and give you a soup to nuts, a comprehensive basic herb class for beginners, and the knowledge you will be able to use for the rest of your lives and pass on to your children and grandchildren.
Jean, I got a cheaper way. We're going to do a Skype session because I'm not flying you nowhere. How about that?
Well, it's not very, when you break up the expenses, it's not very expensive.
Okay.
Especially if you get like 10 people. Skype is kind of hard to do it on Skype because you can't feel the herb. When I went out to Michigan to do this a couple of years ago, I brought a bunch of herbs with me.
Okay.
And you can smell them and you can plant them. I bring them with me and give them
like
to
that.
The participants.
Do we get a door prize or like, you know, a housewarming gift or something? Do I get a prize out of it or anything?
I always come loaded with gifts.
Okay. Yeah, you're in.
That hand-on experience. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. We're talking with Jean Pollock. Jean Pollock is the curator of the, curator of the website.
Curator.
Mystical
that's
Rose.
Very cool.
You like it? Mystical Rose Herbals, and we're talking about healing and just better health, preventative, actually, for your health, using herbs and natural remedies and natural means. Let me ask you this, though. Do you find in this whole genre of natural, holistic, you start talking like that, especially to some Catholics, and myself included, I start getting a little skittish on you because I'm thinking you're going all new age and all crazy here, and you're going to start saging my house with the smoke and the stuff, and I'm worried about you. So,
well, no, that's a valid concern. I mean, that's your protective instincts coming out, and that's fine, but this is not any of that, believe me.
Right.
It was the Catholic Church that knew all about the herbs. The monks and the nuns were the ones that could read. And they could grow things, and they're the ones that had the gardens.
Yeah.
And the medicinal herb gardens, I mean. And if people were ill, they would just as comfortably go to the monks and the nuns for help as a doctor. Maybe there wasn't even a doctor around.
Right.
Yeah, and so
it's Catholic. I think we should take back our stuff for God. Because it's not, you know, the thing is it got lost with the advent of, you know, the 40s and the 50s and American ease of everything. Just pop a pill and you'll be better.
Right.
And it just got forgotten. And even as a child, I was fascinated when my mother used to take a walk with me, with my sisters and myself, and she'd say, "Now, see that herb? My mother used to have us collect this and dry it, and we'd use it in the winter time for tummy aches."
Interesting.
It just kind of, always stuck with me.
Well,
I have, like, we hear a lot of teas, you know, a lot of these herbs are in tea form. Why is that? Is it just easier to use?
Well, tea is actually the premier way to ingest a medicinal herb because it's absorbed really quickly into your body through the lining of the stomach.
Okay.
And it's a very gentle way to get your medicinal properties into you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, go ahead.
Extractions are just as effective. Sometimes they're more effective because they're stronger.
I see.
Okay.
They're more concentrated.
So, Jean, on your website, Mystical Rose Herbals. Now, I'm just laying it out there, Jean. I love you. I think you're a fantastic woman. I don't even know you, but I like you because my wife likes you. But I have to admit, I haven't even been to your website because when Lisa brought this subject to me, I went, oh boy, now we're going to talk to some Catholic hippies. Here we go.
Oh, come on.
Great. I'm not going to the website and all that. But so tell me on your website, do you have sort of a starter kit or something? Do you have ways of buying this stuff? Do we have ways of getting started with some herbs?
Getting started in terms of learning? Not really, but
you
can buy. You know, I make all sorts of stuff, salves and extractions and teas. And then once I got to be around 40, I came up with this fabulous face cream that's so good. I call it Maiden's Glow.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. What do you got?
I made it as a night cream, and I use it twice a day.
What do you got for bags under the eyes or people who don't get any sleep?
I have what's called nighttime eye serum, and it's loaded with herbs, oils that are full antioxidant rich, so they force circulation.
Oh, how big!
There you go. You want me to get you some?
And it works wonderfully.
All right.
It works wonderfully.
So there's nothing in my yard I'm going to go out and be able to just pick up a weed and stick it on my eyeballs or my eyelids.
No, but you could use a black tea bag or a green tea bag.
And that's
in the hot water, let it cool a little bit, squeeze it out, and put one on each eye and lay back and say a rosary.
I like that idea.
See, this is, I'm liking you now. I'm liking you a little better. However, here's my problem with tea. I don't like tea. I'm a coffee guy.
You don't have to drink it. Just put it on your eyes.
I'll drink the tea.
So you lay the bags on your eyes.
to take away the bags.
A cup of tea.
Yeah, I lay the bags on there and it gets rid of my bags. That's funny. Literally, there are days I wake up and it looks like someone's hanging laundry from my lower lids. It's just, they're just down like that. So we're talking with...
Well, the tea is strongly astringent, which means that it pulls together, tightens.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, so Jean, with all the changes that has taken place with our vaccines over the years, is there any way for people with children to somehow protect their children without the vaccine, and with herbs of some sort?
Are you trying to get me in trouble here?
No, I'm not.
We're on the air.
Yeah,
I am not a fan of vaccinations because I see the occurrences of autism and peanut allergies skyrocketing,
right,
with the continued development of vaccines.
Right.
The more they have, the worse these allergies get. So I'm all for using something else.
And we should say,
number one is sanitation. I mean, if you look at the incidences of polio and smallpox and so forth, mm-hmm, back when they started those vaccines, the incidences of those diseases were going down as sanitation was being used more and more.
Oh.
And then at the same, simultaneously, they came up with the vaccines. So, in fact, you could probably Google Dr. Herbert Ratner.
Okay.
He was one of the, he was on board with the vaccine thing, but he wasn't, he was a devout Catholic doctor. He was not sure that they were going to work. So he took some of the very, very, very first vaccination stuff and saved it. And then he did research 50 years later and found that it was not all was cracked up to be. And I'm not being clear because it's just in the back of my mind. I've got information here, but
herbally, with the medicinal herbs that we have available, is there any way that we can protect our children?
Well, you mean using herbs as a vaccine, maybe?
Well, something like
that.
I don't think you can do that.
It's not.
There's certainly plenty of remedies, both homeopathic and herbal, that you can use if your child would happen to get one of these diseases, like whooping cough or something.
Let me just say this.
Okay, so there's no preventative kind of herbs that we could do that.
No.
It's just,
no.
If you get it, then this is what you can do.
But let me just say this. We are not in any way trying to tell people not to visit their doctor, family physician, that kind of thing.
No, I'm not. I was just curious.
What we're talking about here, though, is a subtle, gentle way of living as far as using herbs for simple things and for preventative measures, as it was used for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, now, Gene, tell me if I'm wrong, but it just seems to me that, and I have another question for you on a different subject in a minute, because I just freaked out a little while ago, and I'll tell you why, but... it seems to me that if you're going to get started in using herbs and tinctures and things like that, it may take a while for your system to fully get acclimated to that and to get the full effect. Am I wrong on that?
Nope, you're wrong on that. Your body understands it.
By the way, it's not nice to tell the host that he's wrong, but go ahead.
You asked me.
That's true.
That's true.
I probably would have told you anyway.
All right.
herbs are they're the same chemical makeup, pH, as the body. So, and I'm just talking about the benign herbs that you would use for vitamins and minerals and just your, you know, overall general immune strengthening herbs. Your body recognizes recognizes the properties in the herbs like it recognizes the good qualities that are in broccoli or any other vegetable or food that you're eating.
Uh-huh.
It's not a shock to the system. If you're using a more potent specific herb, it's the same philosophy, only you would be using it for a specific ailment. You know, like for a cold or something.
All right.
Then that's different, and it would kickstart your body into healing itself, which is one of the wonderful things that herbs do.
Well, God made an incredible machine here, as we all know, and our bodies are capable of doing way more than we believe or understand or think, and we put such limits on what God is able to accomplish.
Exactly.
And so if we only work it makes sense. If we work in conjunction, there we go, with his creation, which we are his creation as well, but we all, you know, we work with the herbs that he created, it stands to reason that it's going to work pretty well. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you what I just experienced, okay? This is another question I have. As you were talking to my beautiful wife moments ago, I happened to be wearing a very light-colored shirt, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye a black dot moving down my shoulder.
Yeah.
I was being crawled upon by one of God's creatures, namely a big black spider, which I just killed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I killed him, but it was me or him.
Don't be sorry for killing a spider.
It was me or him, really. That's right. However, I will say this. You almost heard me here on Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com, your morning tradition. Mike almost indeed screamed like a little 12-year-old girl. Now, that being said, I am victorious. There is a dead spider on the floor next to me, which I will not look down at right now because it is still creepy. However, Gene, we're growing herbs outside where those things live.
Uh-huh.
You bring them inside and dry off. I don't care how much washing you do. You might miss something. You ever have a problem with bugs and ants and stuff like that? Not spiders, but any kind of bugs.
Well, yes, quite frankly.
Oh.
So you have to kind of try and deal with what you've got to get rid of it. So I like to use my food dehydrator to dry my herbs after I wash them.
I told you we should get a dehydrator. I've been telling Lisa we need a dehydrator.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to learn about herbs first. And I didn't want to just shut you down about that Skype thing because it, now that I'm thinking about it, it might be doable in not in terms of the whole comprehensive, you know, from soup to nuts that I do in person, but I could do an introducing X herb, you know, and here's chamomile, here's calendula, hold it up and give you some background on how it's been used and how it is still used and how you could, how, when, et cetera, to harvest and dry and store.
Great. I like that idea.
And keep the bugs and spiders out of your house. And let me just... Yeah. And
good luck.
Well, and then first of all, let me speak to the gentleman. Never let your lady hear you scream like a girl. There. You are the keeper of the castle. Wait till she's gone, because I held it in pretty good.
Yeah, so, there you did. You go. I saw you.
You will never
freaking
feel safe again.
I was over here slapping myself, and Lisa's looking at me like, "What are you doing?"
I'm trying to ask my question.
I'm doing all kinds of mortification over here. Flag, like, wham!
You're gonna slap yourself here.
Yeah.
Take the belt.
Yeah. Here's a logging chain. Hit yourself again, honey.
Well,
oh,
why don't
man.
You give
Let me
her...
do it for you?
And we're talking to Gene Pollock. I like you. You're kind of fun. Gene Pollock of Mystical Rose Herbals. Her website, of course, if you Google Mystical Rose Herbals, you're going to run across this. And herbs, we're talking herbs, we're talking more natural way of doing things.
And Gene, you have a new blog now, don't you?
Well, I do have it's not new, it's just that I hadn't done anything with it for a while, and my sister said, hey, Gene,
you're
going to have a blog. The whole idea is that you're supposed to, you know, keep writing on it and doing stuff, right?
That's true.
Oh, man.
So the past week, I've been doing it for like a couple of weeks since she's told me that. And this last week, I've been trying to upload a little video that I did of digging echinacea.
Oh, I like that.
I can't get it to upload. Yeah, it's a nice little, very short, like, I don't know, 60 seconds that our youngest kid filmed me. I said, here, hold the camera and film while I'm digging this up because I wanted to put it on my blog.
You mean digging it up like in the, because see, I use the word groovy and dig all the time in the 60s context.
No, I don't mean like groovy.
Okay.
I mean like I dig
herbs, man. I dig echinacea. But that's not what you mean.
We weren't going new age, Mike.
Yeah, I know. This is fun.
Gene, no, we're anti-new age.
I've got you. Right. Hey, Gene Pollack, it's a pleasure, and I hope we can stay in touch. This is something we're going to look into, Mystical Rose Herbals. Mm-hmm. And let's keep in touch with the whole Skype thing. I want to put that together. I think that would be pretty cool. And we're going to start using herbs now.
I might be talking to Katie about this.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So, yeah, this is great. Wheat germ in a jar somewhere upstairs. We're going to start a commune and go all hippie on you. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding.
This is good for our health, Mike.
And this is perfect. And this is good.
It's good for you.
Yes, he's good. He's good for you.
This is living our faith.
He's good for you.
Gene, God bless. Thank you so much. We'll stay in touch, okay?
All righty. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.